Speaking of anthropology, my name is Dylan.
And my name is Kevin.
And we are back for another episode here on KSUA 91.5 FM Fairbanks of Speaking of Anthropology for the 10th of December, 2021. And it is really, truly, properly in the holiday season now, Kevin. Isn't that right?
That's right. I mean, what more can we ask for than season's greetings from Speaking of Anthropology? I think at every time in this year, we end up getting the opportunity just like reminiscing. This might be a reminiscing show. We were just talking about Christmas trees, like literally 5 seconds ago before we went silent and then went on air. But Christmas trees, reminiscing what this year has, you know, given us. You know, actually, this is a funny thing too, Dylan. I don't know, but maybe we can do some gratitudes for each other and maybe for our guests. That's been something actually that's been happening here at my work office, and we're going to have like a gratitude like day, or it's and I, as my supervisor puts it, I think at the end, I love how he says it's gratitudinal experiences or something, gratitudinal blah blah blah, and then for good vibes. I was like, wow, okay, you know, that's what we want. So
it's always what we try to curate on this show, right? Is good vibes, you know, and especially in this holiday season, and as you know, people are moving through, or maybe have just wrapped up, you know, finals. I'm still very much in the thick of the end of the semester for myself, you know, but depending on where everyone's schedule is at, you know, it can be, you know, a busy time as we are about to go into our winter breaks, you know, and stuff. So yeah, you know, just have some good vibes for everybody. But I am curious, you know, since it is just you and I, as we like to start out our show of what is the weather like in Fairbanks? You know, I'm sure it's nice and snowy and cool and all those things I think of when I think of winter.
You know, yeah. I nearly forgot, Dylan, to bring that up, and I that's why we're great co-hosts. Yeah, no, the today weather, I'm pretty sure it's like around 10 degrees Fahrenheit, something like that. It is windy, believe it or not, in Fairbanks. So it's and it's slightly snowing. So the wind is blowing, and we've been having a few inches of snow the last few days. So it's really been packing in. So to everyone out there, drive safe, walk safe, shovel for your family and friends and for your neighbors and for everyone else, because it just makes life easier. So how about you in New York, though?
Yeah, it is not snowing, unfortunately, per usual. The day that it does snow here, everybody I know will hear about it immediately, and the dear listeners of this show will know the week that it happens for sure. But yeah, it is 49 Fahrenheit, 9 Celsius for the people who prefer that. Yeah, you know, so it's I think that's pretty warm for December. You know, almost 50 degrees Fahrenheit is pretty warm. But yeah, you know, it's just kind of cloudy, coolish, you know, really, like not too much exciting. You know, I've been told probably I won't see snow here before Christmas, so you know, we will see. Actually, it does seem like it is gonna rain tonight, so yeah, that's where New York weather is at right now. So not quite you know, the white Christmas that maybe I'm dreaming of, but oh well, that's the Christmas I have, I guess.
Christmas in the rain. There's that, I think that saying that I keep running across these days, or it's been a saying, like midnight in Paris, right? And you know, that concept of like, you know, it's raining, the lights are on, it's really, you know, of course it's midnight, so it's dark and you're walking around the city. I feel like that's going to be a similar, but it's going to be the afternoon in New York for Dylan, walking around, I don't know, grabbing a hot dog from one of the stands, strolling through Central Park. I recently have been, so one of my colleagues here, she's from New York, and then we've been also been watching like this show about Christmas in New York, and it's like, you know, those rom-coms and stuff, but I keep seeing these scenes like Rockefeller Center, Everything Christmas related is New York, Dylan. So this is something we can also talk about today. Rockefeller Center, right? Ice skating, Central Park, the Balto statue. They always end up there. The show that we were watching is centered around the Strand, the bookstore, which I believe is a real bookstore. I hope, Dylan.
Yes, it is. Yep. As far as I'm aware.
Yeah. the piers and blah, 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 but all of New York all in one package. Anyways, that's my like monologue anecdote of the morning, of the afternoon here on KSU 91.5 FM Fairbanks. We'll throw it over to you, Dylan, for your morning monologue to wake us up.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it's not really morning for me. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the East Coast, you know, but 11:09 for y'all in Alaska. But I guess to that, I will say there definitely are some strong Christmas vibes in New York City for sure. For example, walking to class, to Columbia's campus, which for folks who might not be super familiar with New York, is on basically the Upper West Side, what's called Morningside Heights. Is where Columbia's campus is located. So I walk through, the western edges of Harlem is where my subway stop is to go to campus. And so like on 125th Street, which is one of the ones I walk down, they have, you know, these massive metal things strung out over the street that they light up with Christmas lights as it starts to get into the evening and stuff, you know, so it's like these little festive pictures and stuff, and like, you know, welcome to 125th Street, happy holidays, you know, that kind of stuff. And then trees are all done up with Christmas lights and stuff too. And then I haven't been in December, but in mid-November I did go down to Bryant Park, which is in Midtown Manhattan, to meet with some folks, and we're having a Christmas market there and stuff, so we got to wander around that a little bit and to get to see that, you know. And time permitting, I would love to see more of like the Christmassy stuff that they have in New York City, because yeah, I haven't gone down to Rockefeller yet or any of that, you know, because it's a little bit of a trip, right? And I am very busy with some other stuff, but yes, time permitting, you know, there is a fair amount of Christmassy stuff to do that I would love to get the chance to do. I even if it's not quite an Alaskan kind of Christmas, there still is, you know, stuff to do here for the holiday season, I suppose.
Which I will add, Dylan, bear in mind, like, I think we're talking about that New York versus Alaskan holiday season. For local Alaskans here in Fairbanks, right? The tourist interest of going to North Pole is definitely not there anymore. Whereas I know for a fact, like tomorrow I may try to go to North Pole and see Santa. And you know, like it's cause I, you know, of course I'm surrounded by folks who are out of town, from out of town. So I do wonder and think about it a lot, you know, what traditions, make a Alaskan Christmas holiday. Like, is it going cross-country skiing? Is it going sledding? Is it going and building a snowman outside? Is it having a cup of hot chocolate in front of your beautiful wood fire overlooking the Denali Range? I don't know, right? These are, of course, glorified versions of it. Or is it going to Fred Meyer's to go shopping for your Christmas dinner? Is it going to KSUA Radio on Christmas Day and broadcasting your show? I don't know. Help me out here, Dylan.
Well, yeah, that is interesting, right? So, I mean, I actually, of course, we would go occasionally to North Pole in the Santa Claus house, like when we had folks who were coming in who didn't live in state. But then there was one time, I'm trying to remember, my sister, it might have been when she was about one or two, that my mother was like, you know, let's take Nora, my little sister, and go and get photos of her with Santa for Christmas and stuff, right? And so do that. So I actually have, you know, done that around this time of year before, although it was, you know, not a tradition by any stretch. But yes, it is something that, you know, you can do, especially if, you know, there are conditions, you know, like you know, having a new sibling in the family that needs photos with Santa Claus. But yeah, you know, beyond that, like, yeah, it is interesting to think, but I guess, yeah, a lot of definitely like growing up, we had like a wood stove and stuff, you know, so definitely like, you know, when we do Christmas in Fairbanks, right, you know, tending to the stove and having the Christmas tree in the living room and, you know, all that kind of classic stuff. We're looking out at the, you know, the snow and the 30, 40 below conditions outside while you're staying warm inside with family and stuff. You know, so that's kind of what I remember. But yeah, I definitely think, you know, I mean, the wonderful thing about Fairbanks in wintertime is people are doing so many different things, right? So, you know, there definitely are, I'm sure, people who are skiing and stuff. And like my family was one where, especially, you know, with some other members of my family who are really big on it, we'd do, you know, like the day after Christmas, we'd go to the movies and stuff, right? You know, those sorts of things as well that can be part of that holiday tradition. And then the one that actually really sticks out, not to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but that we would always do as a family tradition for going out would be on New Year's Eve, and we'd go to the, you know, the fireworks they had on, and I hopefully they still have on campus, you know, on New Year's Eve, right? So we'd, you know, park our car up on West Ridge and then watch. And that was always a fun time for sure, you know. So yeah, just a plethora of different things that you can do in Fairbanks for this time of year for sure. I'm curious, Kevin, what you are going to end up doing, you know, with your Christmas in Fairbanks this year.
Spontaneity. That's the answer. Even yesterday, to be honest, Dylan, like, I have work every day. And so I'm working with Alaska Center Ice and doing a lot of like innovation technology, tech transfers. And so we're like a lot of reading, a lot of writing, a lot of overview, a lot of like, you know, brain power into thinking and deliberating things. Right. And that takes time. But then, you know, you just want a mental break. So like at 9:15 yesterday, I decided to just go ice skating. Right. And you saw that, Dylan. You know, these are like spontaneous things. So Dylan, you know, I will let you know post Christmas, post New Year's, what my last minute plans were. But, you know, if you have suggestions, Dylan, I'm also open to that. And to all our listeners, I hope you're thinking about, or maybe have planned, or are on your way home to wherever you're going, safe travels, but also, yeah, live life spontaneously and also have a little plan too. That's okay too, but a little bit of both isn't bad, right, Dylan?
No, I'm a firm believer in both those things, especially, you know, when you're trying to enjoy yourself, right? Like, yeah, you know, it could be good to have certain things in mind, right? Like, I would recommend for you, if they're still doing the fireworks on New Year's, like that is a pretty good fireworks show on West Ridge, you know, so. And of course, you know, it is a UAF thing, right? So, you know, that can be a fun time. And yeah, I mean, I don't know if you have been out to the North Pole and the Santa Claus house before, but, you know, I think going with some folks who haven't been there before can always be an interesting time for sure. And yeah, you know, appropriate certainly for the holiday season. So yeah, you know, it sounds like what you do have in mind so far is pretty solid. And the other stuff that you've been up to spontaneously, like your spontaneous ice skating, you know, that seems like a real fun time.
Who knows, sure. Right? where are you? You're I believe you're off to back home, right? Wow. And or traveling to see your family.
Yeah, I'll be traveling to see my family. I, as I've said before, I still think of home as Fairbanks.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not going back home because I'm not going back to Fairbanks. But yeah, I will be. I fly out very, very late though. I fly out on Christmas Eve to go back to the West Coast. So until then, I will be here in New York trying to get my final papers done and maybe getting to see some of New York's Christmas stuff on the side. So, you know, I will report back to you and to our dear listeners if I have any success in, you know, getting to see any of the Christmas stuff here, and of course how my final papers go once those are completed and I can speak more concretely about them than just a bunch of ideas and drafts that I have. So that'll probably be my update to give, you know, once we are firmly within winter break, which I look forward to for a lot of reasons.
I totally get you. Quick side note here. This might be more relatable for you, Dylan, but home is where the golden heart is, right? Fairbanks, Alaska. And you know, home is where your family is also. So, you know, split both ways. No worries.
I suppose.
I mean, for me, it's kind of like home is also like where the golden heart is, but then, you know, home is where the sunny California, that never goes below like 30 degrees. Sure. Let's say that.
Well, but I mean, I think at this point you're very firmly in Alaska now, right? I mean, you've spent a lot of time in Alaska and a fair amount of winters now in Alaska, right? Like you're no snowbird.
Seasoned winter goer. That's for sure. On the note of kind of like Christmas and you know, these thoughts, I think it'd be interesting, I think, to hear also, I know at least at this time of year, as a reflection, Dylan, it's usually final season, right? So for University of Alaska Fairbanks students, they are finishing up today. But I always think about it like, usually at this time of year, like last year and the last 4 years, I've been like stressed out. I'm in, you know, shambles. Nothing is going right. And then it all works out, right? I'm sure that's how you feel right now, exactly. Whereas you're in the first part of that. I'm sitting here like thinking, wow, that was a whole year ago and that stress is no longer there. Maybe I am either just trying too hard or I'm procrastinating too much, or I am just not finding the right balance. But it's surprisingly like, you know, it almost feels like I have nothing to do. It's like this separation from assignments and papers. Is this like missing part in my life that is now, that needs to be there eventually, which of course, bear in mind, probably is graduate school, what you're doing, Dylan.
Yep.
But yeah, no, give us a moment for all of our listeners and to some of the folks here in Fairbanks, you know, here finishing their, you know, last finals right now as we speak. How are you feeling? I mean, how are things going? Like, with finals, this is your chance to share and rant if you want, but you know, not too much.
But yeah, I mean, it's busy as I talked about last year, right? In a graduate program like what I'm doing, the bulk of your grade in the class, in most of my classes, is participation in those seminars and then the final paper, right? A few of them have had very short weekly written assignments, but like you don't have tests or quizzes or any of that, and you don't have a final test. It's the bulk of the work is in this final paper. So, you know, the shortest one that I will have to do is between 12 to 15 pages. The longest one is you know, up to 25 pages, between 20 to 25, right? So, you know, about 52, I believe, is the minimum amount of pages I'll be writing before Christmas, between now and before Christmas, you know. So, yeah, it is, from a workload standpoint, you know, you just got to figure out how to deal with that, the quantity, right? You know, and the bright side is for most of them that the research process has kind of been part of the semester. And so for a few, I still do have a little bit of research of my own to do, but obviously you're building on the stuff that you've learned throughout the semester. So it's, you know, not like entirely having to come up with stuff from, you know, scratch in, you know, in the course of 2 weeks, which is nice for sure. But yeah, you know, it is a lot to do, and it keeps you busy, and keeps me busy for sure. And it is stressful, but also like when I did take spring semester off, right, I did get to experience a little bit of that, like, hey, I'm not in classes, I don't have anything to worry about, I don't have finals, and it was nice. But I think much like you're feeling now, there was also the part of me that missed it, right? Because, you know, I do enjoy anthropology, listeners should not be surprised by that at all. You know,
speaking of anthropology,
you know, I do enjoy anthropology. I do enjoy doing academic work. Right. And so, yeah, you know, as stressful as it is, I am also, I do feel very lucky and very happy that I get to do it and that, you know, I am in the position I am, academically. So, you know, I mean, some complaints, but also a lot of appreciation for, you know, being in the program and stuff. So yeah, you know, it's good. It's good. Even when it's bad, it's good.
Even when it's bad, it's good. Every Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone. This is Speaking of Anthropology on KSUA 91.5 FM Fairbanks. Dylan, I think it's time to just bring in the festive cheer, and play some good music. How's that sound?
It sounds good to me. And I think first up is White Christmas by the classic Frank Sinatra, right? Here on KSUA 91.5 FM Fairbanks.
You're listening to KSUA Radio 91.5 FM Fairbanks. That was a collection of, I guess, like some of our favorite, our new interest, our enjoyable Christmas music for everyone to enjoy the holiday season. You know, how is it anthropological? We got to think about it. We got to consider some of it. But anyways, you're listening to KSUA Radio 91.5 FM Fairbanks. This is Speaking of Anthropology. We got a few PSAs for you, just to talk a little bit about some of the upcoming events here in the local Fairbanks area. Join us for the 9th annual Community of Writing, COW. COW is a series of creative workshops that connect community members, writers, visual arts, and other storytellers. It will be led by Jody Hassel. And for more information on this awesome COW, so Community of Writing, hosted by UAF Learning's Inside Out Network and Lion program, check out their information at safefairbanks.org/events and register for their Community of Writing event. More information on that, check it out again at safefairbanks.org events.
As well, the Alaska esports team is recruiting. And so if you are interested in reaching out to Alaska esports, you can email them at uaf/esports@alaska.edu for more information. Again, that is for the Alaska esports team that is recruiting, uaf-esports@alaska.edu.
Which on a side note, I know they are doing actually competitive competitions now. And so holiday seasons, guys, get your games, get practicing, come to esports and be here in the Wood Center, and always swing by to the KSU and say hi to us for sure. Holiday season.
Got a nice center there.
I know it is a Christmas present. I mean, I remember I have a good colleague of mine or friend, here. He's not here at UAF anymore, but Trevor, I don't know if you might have met him, Dylan, but I remember talking to him and he was like, "Kevin, after I left, there was an esports center that came up. I could have spent 4 years playing competitively instead of playing in my room alone." I was like, "Well, we played, Trevor." So, you know, Trevor, if you're listening, this is your Christmas present. Come on back and esports will take you happily, I'm sure, because they are recruiting.
That's kind of how I felt when... because it didn't open until after I had graduated. So when I came back to Fairbanks this past summer, right, and I visited you, and I get there and you're like, "Yeah, let me show you the new esports lounge." And it's like, wow, boy, I sure wish that had been there when I was in my undergrad. But, you know, it's cool, you know, the constant kinds of new opportunities and stuff and things that UAF students are getting access to. So for all the folks who, you know, are still at UAF or in their undergrad or, you know, in a graduate program there, you know, I hope y'all are enjoying the your fancy new esports lounge.
It's really tremendous. We're talking about Christmas and the holiday season, just catching up. Some gratitudes real quick though, Dylan, and I want to say thank you so much again for running the show with me. You know, we've talked about it on the show before. I remember vividly I was in a parking lot in California, which is very, very stereotypical. I was in a parking lot in California, headed into, I actually remember Ninja Market, which is like a Japanese supermarket. My parents went in and I was just standing outside. This is over winter break, I believe, Dylan, correct me if I'm wrong, or maybe over summer. I think it was summer.
Summer.
Yeah, summer. And at least I was just standing there and I was like, you know, what if I just asked one of my good friends, Dylan, like, we're both anthropologists. We're both interested in the we have interesting conversations. We're interested in the subject. Why not make it into a show? And then likewise, you know, get going on a career that we never thought we'd be involved with. Like the training that we've had, Dylan, and the skills that we've gained, I think is, and then learning from each other. And I'm getting still to be able to actually communicate with you weekly, which I know can be tough, right? In friendships. So really, thank you so much. And, you know, I wish the best for you and in your endeavors. And I know we're going to continue the show and we're probably going to co-write some more papers, which we've already done. On a side note, well, again, congrats on that. You know, that's just what's awesome. And I think if you think of not a Cinderella, if you think of those like prodigal anthropology stories, I think this is the start of one. And we're living it and we're the main characters. So there we go.
Wow. That is, well, first of all, yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. And yeah, I mean, that is, I don't know. I mean, you certainly might be the main character of one. I don't know if I am, but I certainly do feel very lucky, you know, to have had the opportunities I have and to know you, you know, and I'm very thankful for all the ways that you have, you know, pushed me forward and all the things that you have gotten me to do alongside you, you know, and even just with this show, some of the things that we've done, right, are, you know, are thanks to ideas that you had, right, and your constant drive that, you know, I'm very thankful to know you and to be able to get dragged along behind you and all the wonderful projects and ideas that you have had over the past few years. And, yeah, you know, I don't know where I'd be without, you know, a lot of the experiences that are, you know, that have come through knowing you and are have come from your wonderful idea generating abilities. So yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for all of it. It's been great. And I really look forward to seeing, you know, what our looming new year of 2022 is going to have in store for us. Right. Because boy, that'll be an interesting one for sure. Won't it?
It is 2022. I mentioned this in the break, but it still feels like 2020. And then listening to the Christmas music even more so, I feel even more nostalgic. Like last year didn't even happen, which I think that's for a lot of us. But yeah, award-winning show now, Dylan. We've applied for another award-winning opportunity. We'll see how that goes. Yeah, it's been great. And we also want to thank all our guests who have joined us on our show. And I think one last thank you to you, Dylan, is, Dylan, you always ask these like really, really good questions. And I appreciate that. I think you're one of the smartest guys that I know who like just on the spot come up with this very eloquent and well said thought that I mean, maybe I'm more creative. I'm a little more funky and a little more like, I don't know, funny or the clown in this show, but it's clown's a negative word, but maybe like a jokester and we keep it loose. And then, you know, you come in with the hard hitting questions and then I end with the, what is anthropology? which it makes the show fun, I think. Why people come back to listen. So anyways,
yeah,
I
really appreciate the levity that you bring to it because I do think, yeah, we need, you know, we need balance, right? We do want, and we do our best to give our listeners something that is both enjoyable as well as informative, right? You know, and to come up with good questions, interesting questions, but make sure that our guests are having fun with it, right? We want people to enjoy listening to the show and we want people to enjoy being on the show, right? And an enormous part of that is everything that you bring to the table, Kevin, for sure. You know, so it's, yes, I'm very thankful for what you bring to it and the fact that, you know, that we have a combination that seems to work well together. You know, that it's hard. It can be hard to find people that, that you're not just friends with, you know, but to be able to actually have a good working relationship with someone and to be able to work with someone to produce things that you're both proud of, that you enjoy, that you can constantly enjoy making. That is not necessarily an easy thing to find, right? And I feel very, very fortunate to have found that and to get to work on these things with you that are always just such a treat to make. So yeah, thank you for that.
We're like on two sides of this country. That's another side note for those listeners to clarify. I'm sitting here in Fairbanks. Dylan's in New York. We're just talking to each other over Zoom, which I think we all have Zoom fatigue, but I don't have fatigue. This is the 1 hour of the week that I'm like, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to talk. And it's almost like a relaxing session, a therapeutic session. But anyways, we're talking about Christmas and holidays. Not to cut gratitude short, but let's talk about Christmas trees. I think we mentioned that earlier. I had a revelation with my colleagues and roommates last night, and we created a tree, but let's talk about your tree first, and the Christmas tree celebration. I mean, that the whole thing.
Yeah, of course. I mean, your tree is a little more concrete than mine right now. My tree is basically a promise at this point that we will have a tree in our common room for my floor here shortly, right? And so, of course, immediately the response, well, there's the response of, oh, that's cool. But then, of course, everyone's response after that was, where are we going to put it? You know, because we are, you know, everyone has things and we do use the common room quite regularly. And there's enough space, you know, to have people in there. We watched stuff in there last night. We're, you know, me and a few other folks in the house were watching. We watched the first part of the Vikings football game on there. The Vikings won. I'm very happy about that. And then, you know, we rewatched Dune, right? So, like, you know, these are spaces that we're actively using. But also then the question of how do you fit a Christmas tree in there? Which I think is obviously something that basically, you know, basically everyone I've ever known and most people in general, right? When you get a Christmas tree, you don't necessarily have, like, automatically a ready-made space for it that you could just put there and that it affects nothing else in your house. Because obviously it is bringing something, you know, new in, right? And so, like, growing up, we would always be reorganizing the living room to put it in. You know, we had one corner we always put it in, but we'd move the furniture, we'd change the layout of the house a little bit, we'd orient it, you know, the living room a little more around having this Christmas tree and stuff in the space for it, right? Because it is something that I mean, you know, obviously this is going to maybe differ for people in different cultural traditions, but I think that, like, a tree, a Christmas tree, in the way that it's celebrated in America, the point is kind of that it is disruptive, right? Because you are introducing a particular element to mark the season that you then have your gifts around and stuff, right? So even if it is in a corner or somewhere, right, like, it does require a reorientation of the spatial geography of your house, of your living space, right? Because it's not, you don't, no one gets a Christmas tree to then just put in the corner and ignore, right? Or at least that would seem to defeat a lot of the cultural significance of having the tree, right? Is the point is, you know, that it is something you interact with, you decorate it, right? And then you get to look at it after and be like, wow, that's a really beautiful tree, right? And then you put the presents under it, right? And so then, you know, there's the anticipation people get from looking at the tree and looking at the presents, being like, some of those are going to be for me, right? And I've put some of those there for other people. What am I going to get? What are other people going to think of what I got them? You know, like, this, it's not, I don't think that generally it's understood, or it doesn't seem to generally operate as something that you just, you know, put in the room and then ignore and put out of sight and out of mind, right? Like, it is supposed to be something that is interacted with either physically or, you know, just through thought, you know, thinking about what is under there and stuff, and the sort of connotations of it for the duration, right, of the holiday season, you know. And so all that to say, as much as it will be interesting to see where we put our tree in the common room, you know, that is also kind of, to me, the point of the whole thing, right, is that it is, you know, it is changing things. It is marking that the holidays occurred in a very, you know, physical, concrete way. The holiday is happening, and you know that is going to require some adjustments, no matter the living space, at least any that I've ever lived in. You know, you're going to be changing stuff up when you bring in, like, a full-sized proper Christmas tree, whether that is a live tree or, as is very common now, you know, a fake, right? But I mean, just like a plastic Christmas tree, I mean, it serves the symbolic function even if it was not ever alive, you know. But to that, Kevin, it sounds like you guys are pushing, you know, pushing the envelope, having a little more of an avant-garde Christmas tree that is as much symbolic as it is anything else. So I'm very curious about, you know, your Christmas tree that y'all have.
Dare I say, Dylan, a future submission to the Museum of Modern Art. I'm laughing because it's funny, but picture this. Spindrift cans, you know, Spindrift being the drink that you get from a can, fruited, scented. We had a lot of those through, you know, the last few months, and you know, currently with what our standards are, was we're trying to recycle as much as you can, and so we had a collection of it. It started piling up, and then lo and behold, you know, the artist in our household decided, hey, let's work together and let's make a can tree. So literally we just stacked the cans together. Of course, in my mind, it didn't look or think, you know, you would think, okay, it's not going to look good. You put it together, it came out extremely well. You put some lights around it. You put a little, star on top, a little angel on top, made with cans, and it is good. I highly recommend to those who are thinking of alternative Christmas, make your own tree, out of anything, and it makes it your own, and that's what's really amazing about it. Anyways, that's that's my shorter side of the story. I do agree with you though that experience of like having that tree, it's kind of the center of the room. You know, it's, you know, in different times of the season, you have different things, and just adding that to your house makes it, you know, exciting. Having, you know, gifts under the tree that you can't touch, right, and stuff like that. Stockings hung over the fire, right, stuff like that. These are very, again, nostalgic to a point, I think, of what a tradition, of what a yearly practice is. Though I also often think it's fun to see those who then just say, hey, you know what? I'm just gonna make a tree out of cans, you know, let's get crazy. Let's try something new. And so, to anyone out there with any Christmas traditions and holidays, enjoy it. Make some new ones, make some old ones. Let's see what happens. Yeah.
yeah. No, I mean it is fascinating, right? That you have a holiday. Where, you know, it is based both in tradition, right? And like, for example, some of the Christmas music we are playing, I'll say it, the stuff I added really is like these, you know, what are some of the classics, right? Like Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, these sorts of things, right? But at the same time, of course, people are still obviously iterating on the holiday, right? Whether that is a canned tree that will obviously make it into the MoMA at some point, or, you know, even as I mentioned, right, like plastic trees, they call, you know, some people refer to them as like fake trees, but that you could unpack that as like a commentary, is how much of that is a commentary on its lack of actually being a tree versus its lack of like carrying the symbolic weight of a Christmas tree. But you know, that can be a discussion for another time, right? But like, you know, these are things that are some elements are static and then others have been developing, like, right? Or like we've all landed on Christmas lights now, but obviously before electricity there was that time when people were doing Christmas trees, right? Like in the early 1800s, as or, you know, mid 1800s, or really most of the 1800s, but most people, obviously nobody for a lot of that had any electricity at all. And then even when it was starting to become a thing, like electric lights as we know them weren't something you're putting on a Christmas tree, right? So you used to do candles or something, right? You know, and obviously that's kind of fallen by the wayside now because that was like a fire hazard, especially when you had an actual tree, you know, that you were putting fire on, basically, right? And so, you know, that that's obviously shifted over time, right? Or even basically like Christmas trees in general are something that I think is largely, as we understand it, it's largely an early modern phenomenon, right? So, you know, in development in England from, I believe, like the 1600s on. So even these things, which are traditions, right, and which do extend back further than living memory, you know, it's even then, it's not necessarily like For 2,000 years, people have been doing exactly what we're doing now with a tree in a house that you decorate or something, right? Like this is, you know, it's constantly an iterative process, right? And then you, especially when you see that as it's expanded across the planet, right? Like basically the exportation of the American style of Christmas has changed things in some other countries, right? As you and I have had to do readings on before, the one that sticks out in my mind is a Claude Lévi-Strauss piece on a ritualized execution of a Santa effigy, and that we had to read for anthropology of religion with Dr. Platte in my senior year and your junior year, right? You know, we that was a very interesting piece.
Marcel, you know, Mauss, gift giving, mm-hmm. right? The exchange of gifts. We talked about this, I think, last year. Mm-hmm. Just bring it right back. Yeah, yeah, yep, exactly. Yeah. Holiday cheers and holiday seasons. That's something. Yeah. We always, I think this is a pattern of the show. I think Dylan, at the holiday season, we just have a lot to talk about because culturally it's a high point. People are celebrating, and why are they celebrating? What is this all about? But anyways, yeah.
Yeah. You know, we always do. And I'm pretty sure I have mentioned that Lévi-Strauss piece before, just because I always think of it now, thanks to having that reading sticks out in my mind. But yeah, no, there's always something new to talk about, because these traditions are, you know, there's so many, they're so multifaceted, right? And even, you know, if you want to dive into, right, like the differences, you know, cross culturally or whatever, right? And, you know, which we could obviously spend a lot of time talking about and would have to consult other people about. But I mean, to that idea of consulting other people, you know, Kevin and I are actually interested in hearing you, the listeners, your Christmas traditions, if you're willing to write to us and share a little bit about your Christmas traditions. And so that then maybe we could talk about that a little bit, you know, on the show, just some of the things broadly, you know, not necessarily naming names, but just broadly what other people are doing, you know, we would like to do that. So if you would like to write to us about your Christmas traditions, you know, you can reach out to Kevin at khuo@alaska.edu. That is khuo@alaska.edu. And so, yeah, if you have anything about Christmas, what you traditionally do, what your family traditionally does or has started doing, you know, it doesn't have to be an old tradition. It could be something you're doing this year. You know, we would love to hear from you so that we can talk about that on Speaking of Anthropology, KCUA 91.5 FM Fairbanks. But that will do it for today's show. So thank you, Kevin, for another wonderful episode.
Hey, always, Dylan, always. I think it's a good time of the season. And yeah, send along some notes and thoughts and cheers and gratitude, whatever you need. We're here for you. Speaking of Anthropology on KCUA every Friday from 11 to noon. You can also check out our website. Just search Speaking of Anthropology, we'll be there with our shows available. Again, happy holidays, happy seasons. We'll be probably taking a few weeks break to let Dylan get his finals done and enjoy his holiday season. So tune in every Friday for a replay of an old show. But check us out every Friday, again, 11 to noon, on Speaking of Anthropology on KSUA 91.5 FM Fairbanks. Dylan, happy holidays, my friend.
Happy holidays, Kevin.